This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Robert, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from Food Network Magazine, copyright 2025, Food Network Magazine Incorporated. And now I'll begin with Food Network Magazine, April-May 2025. Cake for breakfast. Make your morning extra sweet. Blueberry ricotta crumb cake. Active preparation 35 minutes, total 1.5 hours plus cooling, and serves 8 to 10. Shopping list for the crumb topping. All-purpose flour, packed light brown sugar, ground cardamom, salt, unsalted butter. For the cake, unsalted butter, all-purpose flour, baking powder, ground cardamom, baking soda, salt, sugar, maple sugar or use brown sugar, lemon, vanilla extract, maple extract, ricotta cheese, whole milk, blueberries, and confectioner's sugar. Once again, for the crumb topping, 3/4 cup all-purpose flour, 2/3 cup packed light brown sugar, 1/2 teaspoon ground cardamom, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 5 tablespoons cold unsalted butter cut into pieces. For the cake, 10 tablespoons unsalted butter at room temperature, plus more for the pan, 2 cups all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon baking powder, 1 teaspoon ground cardamom, 1/2 teaspoon baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 3/4 cup granulated sugar, 1/4 cup maple sugar, or once again, use brown sugar, 2 teaspoons finely grated lemon zest, 2 large eggs, 2 teaspoons pure vanilla extract, and 1 teaspoon maple extract, 1 cup whole milk ricotta cheese, pulsed in a food processor until smooth, 1 1/2 cups blueberries, and confectioner's sugar for dusting. Step 1. Make the crumb topping. Stir together the flour, brown sugar, cardamom, and salt in a bowl. Add the butter and work it into the flour mixture with your fingers until clumps form. Refrigerate until ready to use. Step 2, make the cake. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees and butter a 9-inch round cake pan. Then line with parchment. Butter the parchment. Whisk together the flour, baking powder, cardamom, baking soda, and salt in a medium bowl. Beat the butter, both sugars, and lemon zest in a large bowl with a mixture on medium-high speed until light and fluffy, 3 to 5 minutes. Beat in the eggs one at a time, then add both extracts. Beat in the flour mixture, alternating with the ricotta until combined. Fold in 1 cup blueberries. Spread the batter in the prepared pan, then scatter the remaining 1/2 cup blueberries on top. Sprinkle the topping evenly over the batter. Step 3. Bake until the cake is golden brown and a toothpick inserted into the center comes out clean, 50 to 60 minutes. Transfer to a rack and let cool 15 minutes in the pan, then remove the cake to the rack to cool completely. dust with confectioner's sugar. Orange, olive oil, semolina cake. Active preparation, 35 minutes. Total, 1 hour 35 minutes plus cooling time. Serves 8 to 10. For the cake, cooking spray, all-purpose flour, fine semolina flour, baking powder, baking soda, kosher salt, large eggs, sugar, plain Greek yogurt, extra virgin olive oil, orange, honey, pure vanilla extract. For the honey orange syrup, honey, fresh orange juice, kosher salt. And for serving, navel oranges, strawberries, plain Greek yogurt, honey, pure vanilla extract, kosher salt. Once again, for the olive oil semolina cake, orange olive oil semolina cake, for the cake, cooking spray, 1 cup all-purpose flour, 1 cup fine semolina flour, 1 teaspoon baking powder, 1 quarter teaspoon baking soda, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, 3 large eggs, 1 quarter cup sugar, 1 quarter cup plain Greek yogurt, 2/3 cup extra virgin olive oil, 1½ teaspoons finely grated orange zest, plus 1/2 cup fresh orange juice, 1/2 cup honey, and 2 teaspoons pure vanilla extract. For the honey orange syrup, 1 quarter cup honey, 2 tablespoons fresh orange juice, and a pinch of kosher salt. And for serving, 2 navel oranges cut into supremes, 2 cups strawberries hulled and sliced, 1½ cups plain Greek yogurt, 2 tablespoons honey, 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract, and a pinch of kosher salt. And to cut an orange into supremes, trim both ends with a knife, then slice away all of the rind and pith, and remove the segments by slicing between the membranes. Step 1 in making the orange olive oil semolina cake. Make the cake. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Lightly coat a 9 by 5 inch loaf pan with cooking spray. Line the pan with parchment or foil, leaving a 2 inch overhang on both long sides. Coat again with cooking spray. Step 2. Whisk together both flours, the baking powder, the baking soda, and salt in a medium bowl. Whisk together the eggs, sugar, and yogurt in a large bowl. Add the olive oil, orange juice, and zest, the honey and vanilla, and whisk all of it to combine. Add the flour mixture and whisk until just combined. Scrape the batter into the prepared loaf pan and bake until a toothpick inserted into the center comes out clean, 55 to 70 minutes. Step 3. Meanwhile, make the honey orange syrup. Stir together the honey, orange juice, and salt in a bowl. When the cake comes out of the oven, immediately brush with 1 tablespoon of the syrup. Let cool 20 minutes in the pan, then lift out of the pan using the parchment or foil and transfer to a rack to cool completely. Step 4. To serve, toss the oranges and strawberries with the remaining honey orange syrup in a bowl. Whisk the yogurt, honey, vanilla, and salt in another bowl, and serve the cake with the fruit and with the honey yogurt. Fun with puff pastry. Turn store-bought dough into these crowd-pleasing treats. Note, thaw frozen puff pastry overnight in the fridge or for 30 minutes at room temperature. Don't defrost it in the microwave. Ice cream for profiteroles. Roll out 1 thawed puff pastry sheet into a 10-inch square on a floured surface. Cut out 2-inch rounds. Arrange on a baking sheet and brush with beaten egg and sprinkle with sugar. Bake at 400 degrees until golden, 14 minutes. Let cool. Melt 4 ounces chopped bittersweet chocolate with 3 tablespoons heavy cream in the microwave at 30-second intervals. Split the profiteroles and fill with ice cream and top with chocolate sauce. Lemon poppy pinwheels. Roll out 1 thawed puff pastry sheet into a 12-inch square on a floured surface. Brush with lemon curd and sprinkle with poppy seeds. Cut in half, then cut each half into 1/4 by 6-inch strips. Roll into coils and brush with beaten egg. Arrange on a baking sheet and bake at 350 degrees until golden, 20 minutes. Dust with confectioner's sugar. Herb rolls. Pulse 1 cup mixed fresh herbs, chives, dill, and parsley, 1/3 cup toasted almonds, 1 teaspoon lemon zest, and a pinch of salt in a mini food processor. Roll out 1 thawed puff pastry sheet into an 11-inch square on a floured surface and trim into circles. Spread with butter and sprinkle with the herb mixture. Slice like a pie into 16 wedges. Roll up from the wide ends and arrange on a baking sheet and brush with a beaten egg. Bake at 350 degrees until golden, 20 minutes. Everything pretzels. Mix 1 teaspoon each dried onion flakes, poppy seeds, sesame seeds and kosher salt, and a pinch of garlic powder. Cut a thawed puff pastry into 3/4-inch wide strips. Twist the strips, then form into pretzels. Arrange on a baking sheet and brush with beaten egg and sprinkle with the seasoning. Bake at 350 degrees until golden, 25 to 35 minutes. Chorizo pigs in a blanket. Roll out 1 thawed puff pastry sheet onto a 10-inch square on a floured surface. Cut in half, then cut each half into 10 1/5-inch strips. Brush with beaten egg seasoned with chili powder. Wrap each strip around a slice of cooked chorizo sausage. Brush with the egg and sprinkle with sesame seeds. Bake at 400 degrees until golden, 20 minutes. And as a final note, to give puff pastry a shine, brush with beaten egg before baking. Selections from a month of spring greens. Try something new every day. Sugar snap peas with leeks and pancetta. Active prep 25 minutes, total 30 minutes, serves 6. For your shopping list, kosher salt, sugar snap peas, extra virgin olive oil, pancetta, a leek, garlic, red pepper flakes, white wine vinegar, freshly ground pepper. Once again, kosher salt, 1 1/2 pounds sugar snap peas, strings removed, 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil, 2 ounces pancetta diced, 1 large leek, white and light green parts halved lengthwise and sliced crosswise, 2 cloves garlic thinly sliced, pinch of red pepper flakes, 1 tablespoon white wine vinegar, and freshly ground pepper. Step 1. Bring a large pot of salted water to a boil and add the peas and cook until bright green and crisp tender, about 5 minutes. Drain and run under cold water to cool and pat dry. Step 2. Heat the olive oil in a large skillet over medium heat. Add the pancetta and cook, stirring until golden, about 5 minutes. Add the leek, garlic, and red pepper flakes and cook, stirring until the leek is soft, about 3 more minutes. Transfer to a large bowl. Add the peas and 1/2 teaspoon salt and toss. Add the vinegar, season with salt and pepper, and toss again. More spring greens. Ricotta Asparagus Crostini. Toss 1/2 pound asparagus, trimmed and thinly sliced on the diagonal, with 2 tablespoons each lemon juice and chopped basil, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1/2 teaspoon lemon zest, and a pinch each of salt and red pepper flakes. Rub toasted baguette slices with halved garlic clove. Top with ricotta, the asparagus, and chopped chives. More spring greens. Lemony braised artichokes. Bring 1/2 cup each water and white wine, 2 9-ounce packages frozen artichoke hearts, 3 wide strips lemon zest, and 2 tablespoons each lemon juice and olive oil to a simmer in a large skillet. Season with salt and pepper. Cover and cook, stirring once until the artichokes are tender, about 10 minutes. Uncover and add 2 minced garlic cloves and 2 tablespoons each, olive oil, and chopped parsley and mint. Cook, stirring 2 more minutes. Jalapeno lime quinoa and bok choy. Mince 1 garlic clove and 1 jalapeno. Heat 1 tablespoon olive oil in a saucepan. Add the garlic and jalapeno and cook 1 minute. Add 1 1/4 cups water, 3/4 cup tricolor quinoa, and 1/2 tablespoon kosher salt. Bring to a boil, then cover and simmer until the quinoa is tender, 12 to 15 minutes. Remove from the heat and let it sit covered for 10 minutes. Stir in 1 pound sliced baby bok choy, and the zest and juice of 1/2 lime. We continue with our spring greens with ravioli Alfredo with peas. Cook 2 9-ounce packages mushroom ravioli in salted boiling water as the label directs. Reserve 1/2 cup cooking water, then drain. Meanwhile, combine 4 tablespoons butter, 1/2 cup heavy cream, and 1 cup thawed frozen peas in a large skillet. Bring to a simmer and cook 1 minute. Add the ravioli, 1/2 cup grated Parmesan, and a splash of the cooking water, and toss. Season with salt and pepper. Top with chopped parsley. And to finish up our spring greens recipes, we have warm butter lettuce salad with hazelnuts. That's warm butter lettuce salad with hazelnuts. Active prep is 25 minutes. Total time is 25 minutes, and this serves 6. Your shopping list: dry white wine, shallot, bay leaf, sugar, kosher salt, pepper, unsalted butter, butter or bib lettuce, hazelnuts, chives, parsley, and or chervil. Once again, 1 cup dry white wine, 1 shallot thinly sliced, 1 bay leaf, 1/4 teaspoon sugar, kosher salt, freshly ground pepper, 4 tablespoons cold unsalted butter cut into pieces, 2 heads butter or bib lettuce with the leaves separated, 1/4 cup hazelnuts toasted and chopped, 2 tablespoons chopped fresh chives, parsley, and or chervil. Step 1, bring the wine, shallot, bay leaf, sugar, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper to a simmer in a skillet over medium-high heat. Cook until reduced to about 2 tablespoons. That takes 8 to 10 minutes. Remove from the heat and discard the bay leaf. Whisk in the butter and 1 teaspoon water until smooth. Step 2, combine the lettuce, hazelnuts, and herbs in a large bowl. Add the warm dressing and toss to coat. Season with salt and pepper and serve immediately. Chef's notes pick up some tricks from our test kitchen. Let's hear it for baby bell peppers. If you're serving baby bell peppers raw, go for the little ones. You can get a variety of colors in one bag, plus baby bell peppers are a bit sweeter than full-size ones and tend to have fewer seeds. They're also great for grilling or stuffing. Just halve and fill with herbed cream cheese for a two-ingredient appetizer. Cooking School Rice 101. Check out these tips. For fluffy grains, swish white rice in 3 to 4 changes of water to rinse off the starch before cooking. Don't rinse risotto or paella rice. The starches are often used for thickening. Also, plan on a 2-to-1 ratio of water to rice for most long and medium grain white rice. For short grain rice, go with a 1.5-to-1 ratio. Also, don't lift the lid while your rice cooks. You want to retain heat and moisture. And once your rice is tender, let it sit off the heat, covered, at least 5 minutes to steam, and fluff with a fork. Here's a hot tip. Keep a jar of pickled red onions in the fridge. They're great for topping burgers and tacos or for brightening up a dish like a chicken or beans. To make a batch, combine 1 cup each water and cider vinegar, 2 tablespoons sugar, and 1 tablespoon kosher salt in a saucepan. Bring to a simmer, stirring, then pour over 1 thinly sliced red onion in a jar. Let cool, then cover and refrigerate at least 30 minutes and up to 2 weeks. Supermarket smarts. If you're buying dried Spanish chorizo, make sure you get the right kind. Dried chorizo is a cured hard salami that can be sliced and eaten as is. Mexican chorizo is typically a fresh sausage that's sold raw. Fully cooked versions are also available and are usually found with the hot dogs and chicken sausages. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Robert with Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library. But you can also take inspiration from Sag Paneer, the classic Indian combination of pureed greens and paneer cheese. We cook the eggs in curry-spiced spinach and top the whole thing with fried paneer. It's the best of 2 great dishes. This is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Robert, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana.